WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Smithereens are a rock band with two guitars, a bass, and drums. The music of singer-songwriter Pat D'Annunzio was influenced by all the songs he grew up listening to on AM radio in the 60s. It's so evident that some critics have called the Smithereens' music retro or classic rock, labels D'Annunzio doesn't like. The Smithereens recently released their second album called Green Thoughts. In this summer's film Bull Durham, there's a bar scene with a jukebox playing. If you listen carefully, you can hear Pat D'Annunzio singing the song Only a Memory from the new album.
My mind is filled with thoughts of you. I think about the days of two. Search the room, but you're not there. Your perfume lingers everywhere, but it's only a memory of what I thought was going to be. Only a memory, broken bits of you and me. Only a memory.
Only a Memory has a really good hook, and I wonder if you actually think about things like hooks in your songs when you're writing them.
Well, I'm very conscious about song structure, and I was always a fan of the classic pop songwriting structure, a structure or type of songwriting that was more prevalent in the 1950s and 60s, and those sorts of songs included hooks. There are hooks today in a lot of popular music, but it seems as though the song itself is being ignored in favor of writing songs around a beat or a drum machine.
So the hook comes first and then the song gets written around it for you?
It depends. Oftentimes I'll get a song title. The title Green Thoughts, for example, came out of nowhere. And it's not the kind of thing that I give a lot of thought to or that I would ever intellectualize. The songs, both musically and lyrically, tend to come out of nowhere.
I want to ask you about the song Something New. It's a song I like a lot. I'll tell you that I really like the lyric to it because the lyric is so so clean, so spare. Tell me about writing that song and about the lyric.
Well, quite frankly, that lyric came moments after a breakup with a girlfriend, and I was in the shower, and it just sort of hit. And the song sort of wrote itself. It's just that rare instance when, you know, you're not really thinking about it. That's why I'm particularly happy with those set of lyrics. Although they are as simple as they are, they're very heartfelt. They have a lot of personal meaning to me. And I think that anyone who's been through a similar experience can relate to them.
It is time for something new for us to do. So darling, dry your eyes, it's time for something new. Something new is what we need. Something new we have agreed. It is time for us to look for something new.
It's nice to hear a very unpretentious lyric too. Something that's just simple and clean and straightforward?
Yeah, I've never really been into wordplay or being clever lyrically for the sake of being clever. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I need the lyrics to have some sort of meaning that I can relate to on some sort of emotional level, and hopefully that will translate into similar enjoyment for who's ever listening.
You know, I was listening to your song Something New, and it was making me think about the Beatles' early songs. It seems a lot of your songs are almost homages to groups that you really like.
Mm-hmm. You know, you could say that. I personally believe that there's virtually nothing really new musically under the sun. Everyone is sort of taking what's gone by or the good things from the past and trying to reinvent them in some way. And anyone who has ears to hear it realizes that the song If the Sun Doesn't Shine on the Green Thoughts album is a definite homage to Brian Wilson.
It was on a day just like this that I first met you and we shared a kiss. Things that used to matter are no longer on my mind. Now it don't matter to me if the sun doesn't shine. Lying bed Saturday.
You sing really well, and I was wondering if when you were young, if adults noticed that you can sing, and if you had to perform at like kiddie talent shows and things like that.
Well, my parents were very much lower middle class working people. They both worked two jobs for years and years, and they weren't show business people or show business parents, as so many of our young performers seem to stem from that background. So I sort of had to find out by myself, and I learned to sing and developed my sense of vocal harmony by listening to Beach Boys and Beatles records and Yardbirds records and just singing along with the records.
Would you sing along then turn down the volume and see how you did without the record?
I think the volume was on 10 most of the time, but 10 in 1966 or 67 was a lot different than it is now.
The Smithereens were formed in 1980, and from what I understand, you had taken out a classified ad looking for musicians to play with. I'm always surprised when classifieds actually work out well.
Yeah, it seems as though most of the people that actually do take out classified ads don't know what they're talking about. But in this case, I had gone through a period where I really became interested in writing songs, probably about the time that I saw the Buddy Holly story, the film version of that, and was fairly inspired by that. And I was looking for sympathetic musicians.
When the Smithereens started playing together, did you play a lot of cover recordings in addition to playing your own songs?
Yeah, for various reasons. In the early days, quite simply enough, we didn't have enough original material. We steadfastly at that point refused to do covers by the groups of the day who were more popular, like Foreigner and Soft Cell and whatever else was popular in the early 1980s. So in a sense, we were doing cover versions of songs that were song structure-wise very similar to what our original material was.
The Smithereens have opened for Lou Reed, The Pretenders, Los Lobos. When you're opening for someone like that, do you feel like it's their audience and that that they may or may not really listen to you seriously while they're waiting for the main act to come?
Well, it's difficult to address that one. Sometimes you'll be offered an opening slot and it will make a tremendous amount of sense. And if you're proud of the work you do, obviously you want to expand your audience. So you have to make certain career decisions. I've always felt extremely compromised in the opening act situation, even if certain people have come there to see you specifically. You're compromised in terms of stage room, in terms of sound and lights. And basically you've agreed to put yourself into that situation.
The Smithereens strike me as being in this mid-level place in rock music now in terms of popularity. You're playing a lot of clubs. You're on MTV. Your previous record, I think, made it to the Billboard Top 100. You're not rock stars. You're not really famous, but you're not obscure either. Mm. You're kind of in the middle somewhere. What do you do now to take it to the next step? Do you want to go to a next step?
There are no conscious decisions. The only thing that we can do as musicians or quote-unquote so-called artists is just to do the best work that we can. If we could do what we do musically, which we've done virtually without change for 8 years and become tremendously successful, to me would not be a sellout in any way at all.
Pat D'Annunzio is the lead singer and songwriter of the band The Smithereens. Their new album is called Green Thoughts. The group is currently on tour.
Thinking these green thoughts.
This is Fresh Air.